Spirit.
Blessed be God, and now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
So he said that he as for these four great beasts, four kings shall arise out of the earth, but the holy ones of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, forever and ever. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm today is Psalm 149. Let us read together. Hallelujah. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing his praise in the congregation of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in his maker. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praise to him with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes pleasure in his Let them be joyful on their way. on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles with links of iron, to inflict on them the judgment decreed. This is glory for all his faithful people. Hallelujah. A reading from the letter of Paul's, from Paul's letter to the Ephesians. In Christ, we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints. And for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit and wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet, and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day, and leap for joy. For surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Today's readings would seem to be a celebration of how we, all the saints, the elect, those marked by the Holy Spirit, are different from and better than those other people. And if not we, then certainly they, the named, identified saints, are different from and better than. Well, all of us who are not those saints. On this celebration of All Hallows Day, I'm haunted by that line from Nadia Boltz Weber, which I quoted 2 weeks ago. Every time we draw a line between us and others, Jesus is on the other side of it. Today's readings, at least at first glance, would seem to be all about line drawing. Even that beautiful passage from Luke's Gospel, the Beatitudes. In Luke's version, there are not only the blessed, but also the woeful. There's that line again. Instead of trying to talk myself out of that perception, I've decided to allow it to work in me, on me. One thought that occurred to me, and if it's a good thought that inspired me, is this. When Jesus draws those lines, they're never static. I'm not positive that's true, but indulge me for a moment here. His view of those who do good and are faithful doesn't waver. We are always accepted, always loved, down to our toes. Except that we know that we're not always doing good, not always being faithful. And, side note here, that doesn't seem to keep us from being loved. More about that in a minute. Another side note, I don't believe that could ever have been said about the saints either, the ones with names. So let's switch back to third person pronoun here for the time being. They seem to be the same ones we identify as the elect and our collect that Daniel calls the holy ones, the faithful in Psalm 149. Paul calls them simply the saints. Those marked with the seal of the Holy Spirit. And in Jesus' sermon list, let's pay particular attention here, they are the dispossessed and the abused. When I wrote that line, prompted me to think of some lines from one of my favorite Paul Simon songs, American Tune. He sings, I don't know a soul who's not been battered. I don't have a friend who feels at ease. I don't know a dream that's not been shattered or driven to its knees. I know how bleak that sounds, but read in light of Jesus' words of blessings to the poor, the hungry, those who weep, the reviled, they seem to say that the Lord's blessings extend to all of us. Because at some time, at least part of that list applies to each of us. And the us, I fervently believe, is not just the us gathered here or in some Quaker meeting somewhere or in a Roman Catholic basilica, but folks in mosques and other places of worship, all of us, all of God's children. And Jesus' condemnation of the woeful, the woe to yous, doesn't seem to me to condemn them as static entities incapable of change, but of their behavior, even if it's momentary. What if there were no lie? What if we're all, in our essence, which is, after all, the image of God, okay? A few days ago, in a meeting I regularly attend, one of the participants described a spiritual experience she'd had years and years ago. She was working on a difficult task, one that requires a lot of soul searching. After weeks of preparation, she was still concerned that she had not been thorough enough, had not recalled everything she should have. And suddenly, in the midst of this mental hand-wringing, and she made this gesture when she was telling the story, she heard a voice above her and behind her. She knew it was not her voice, nor her idea. And what she heard was, you are okay. There never was a time when you weren't okay, even at your lowest. And you will always be okay. And she said in the meeting, and that okay felt like love. I was looking online for some examples of non-Christian saintly people, like Gandhi and others, to pad my list. And I came across an article by an Episcopal priest in São Paulo, Brazil. And that derailed my search. That'll have to wait for another sermon. But it does speak to the same point. This priest, Father Das, and his wife minister to the street children in São Paulo, heading up an effort called São Paulo Mercy Ministry. It caught my eye particularly since I belonged to that diocese, the Diocese of São Paulo, for almost 3 years in the 1980s. The whole article is amazing, but this bit captures the spirit of it, I believe. Father Das writes, I know that many Protestants have a hard time comprehending the idea of saints. I guess that they were a little confused with the way they are presented. I agree. Saints are transformed into someone holy and righteous. This does not do justice to the saints themselves. Most of them did what they loved. They were not trying to be someone special or better than others. They loved God. And they allowed God's love to shine through what they did. What if we could see each other and every other person out there and humanity as a whole as saints? All of us, as children of the one and irreducible creative force who is our common parent, making us all truly brothers and sisters, capable of allowing God's love to shine through what we do. Taken as a whole, Jesus' teaching points toward our being faithful to that ideal. Do unto others as you would have them do to you strikes me as a universal prayer for loving behavior. It is a call to sainthood. No, it's more like a recognition of sainthood that we are all okay, always. Never unloved by God, never cast into the outer darkness. Each of us, child of God, is called to show forth the beauty of God's love in the world. And the saints, whose day it is, remind us of that truth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Eternal rest. Shelby, Kristen, Mark, Sherry, Kirsten, George, Martha and Ben, the people of Ukraine, the David Terry family, Joe Carroll.
Rachel.
Zoe.
Please pray for a peaceful and orderly election on Tuesday.
And for those in the military, Brian, Trevor, James, Brian, Kevin, Chris, Jared, Eric, Jonathan, and all in harm's way.
And also for Jake, who serves in the military.
We pray for all who are traveling this week. We pray for all who have died, and especially the people in Seoul, South Korea. We pray in Thanksgiving with Deborah and Mike Kelly, who celebrate their anniversary. And with Dallas Wallace and David Petty, who celebrate their birthdays this week.
And I invite your prayers on Thanksgiving or petitions, silently or loud. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, guide the nations of the world, and especially our nation, into the way of justice and truth, and establish among them that peace which is the fruit of righteousness, that they may become the kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess
that we have sinned against you
in thought, word, and deed,
by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may be alive in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Walk in love as Christ loves us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. Hold that thought. You have made us a new people in Jesus Christ our Lord, to show forth your glory in all the world. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name.
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of power and might, heaven.
Subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died.
Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom.
All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him and with him and in him. in the unity of the Holy Spirit. All honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we're bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Alleluia, Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore let us keep the feast.
Alleluia.
The gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray. Loving God, we give you thanks for restoring us in your image and nourishing us with spiritual food in the sacrament of Christ's body and blood.
And us in the sword of the evil, we're forgiven.
May God, the Holy Trinity, make you strong in faith and love, defend you on every side, and guide you in truth and peace by the guidance of all the saints and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Thank you.
just tell you an awkward part is. You have to turn your pledge card in and get on. Please do that. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Oh, yes. Here's what I'm going to tell you. Jim Dyke today, unlike your humble celebrant, did as good a job as I've ever seen of being the lay reader at the altar. Not unnecessarily announcing things, not telling us what we should and shouldn't do, but following the liturgy directly, and it flows all by itself that way so beautifully if the celebrant doesn't sweep the priest off into the floor.